Hey, welcome back. How was work today? Oh yeah? That sounds exciting. Wait. He said what? You're joking. I told you to avoid that guy. You know he has the hots for you, right? Okay, and? What? Wait a sec. What do you mean he asked you out on a date? That guy's got some nerve. Huh. If I didn't know any better, I'd say that you were almost considering it. Being polite. Hold on a sec. I'm gonna need to turn my computer off for this. You wanna run that by me again? Well, I don't care how nice he is. You're with me. And that means you have to turn him down. Do you really think I'd give a shit if you hurt this guy's feelings? The fact that you were even thinking about saying yes tells me quite a bit about your feelings for this guy. I told you. You're exclusively dating just me. I don't play games and I don't do that open relationship bullshit. So what if I'm not super cuddly? We've been over this. I know I'm rough around the edges. And yeah, I don't do flowers and gifts or anything like that. Even though you keep telling me that I should. And I get it, you want to spend more quality time with me, besides just going shopping. But to me, anything that we do together is quality time. Whether it's grocery shopping, or just chilling on the couch or playing video games. Alright. I've heard enough of this. Hold still. Now you listen to me. Don't struggle. I'm not gonna let go until you understand. You are mine. Whether you like it or not, you chose to be with me. So what if I'm not all flowers and rainbows all the time? You knew what this was when you decided to date me. I'm blunt. And I'm bossy. And yes, maybe even a little bit controlling at times. But you said you liked all those things about me. You already know I'm not your typical guy. And whether you like it or not, I'm the one in charge. I didn't say that. You can talk to whoever you want, and be friends with whoever you want. But you are still with me. That means you're not allowed to flirt with anyone. And if you weren't so fucking nice to that guy all the time, he wouldn't have asked you out in the first place. He already knows you're taken. He's just doing it to get under my skin. And it's working. I said stop moving. I am not. I'm just holding your wrist down. You're fine. Don't tell me to calm down. Someone's trying to take you from me. Of course I'm gonna be mad. Just because they seem nicer and sweeter than me, doesn't mean the grass is greener on the other side. He could just be using you. Oh yeah? Well, if that's how you really felt, then you wouldn't have even considered this at all. You would have turned him down immediately. And not gave a shit about hurting his poor little peelings. Don't give me that. You don't get to cry. You're not the one who's hurting right now. If anything, I should be the one who's crying. But I'm not. You're sorry? Huh. Well, you should be. But maybe you're right. I could be a little bit nicer in our relationship. And I could maybe try to do some more stuff with you when I have time. But you know how hard it is with my work. They could call me in at a moment's notice. And I would have to leave no matter what we were doing. That's why it's just easier to hang out around here. Yeah, I hear you. Quality time is important to you. I got it. And I guess I have to make it important to me too. If I don't want to lose you. But I'm not the one who keeps trying to leave. I would never consider dating anyone else. Because I just want you. And there was a time when you just wanted me to. You still do. Will you stop apologizing? It's starting to get annoying. And stop moving your legs. I'm not crushing them. I'm just trying to prove a point. You are my endgame. You always have been. If I'm not dating you, then I'm not dating anyone. Not now, not ever. Relationships are a lot for me to deal with. It's hard to take care of someone else besides myself. When I've only ever looked after number one. So I'm still learning, all right? You can't blame me for that. But it's worth it to be with you. I'd give up everything for you if I could. You know that I would. I belong to you, and only you. The least you could do is offer me the same courtesy. I know you're just afraid of me leaving you, because of all your previous relationships. Not to mention your history with being cheated on. But I'm not like that. You know I would never do that to you. And I'll try to be a little bit more sensitive to your feelings. Just let me prove it to you. Actions speak louder than words anyway. And I'm gonna start with this. How's that? You're mine, and I'm yours. And no one and nothing is going to come between that. Whether you like it or not, you're stuck with me. Now you just relax, and let me show you how much you really mean to me. I promise I'll do better. I'll give it my all. So you can rest easy. And tomorrow, I want you to march straight up to that guy and tell him that you're taken. That you're in a happy relationship with me. And he can go fuck off. You can do that for me, right? Okay. Now let's get started then. already told you to relax. I'm gonna take my time. And make sure you enjoy every bit of this. Hey there, listener. Thank you so much for your support. If you enjoyed this video, feel free to like and subscribe for more. Also, don't forget to leave a comment down below. I really enjoy reading your feedback. And if you'd like to support the channel, please join my Patreon. You'll get early access to ASMRs, poll votes, daily updates, and of course, exclusive spicy content made just for you, and much, much more. My Discord link is also in the description down below, if you'd like to chat with me. I'd love to get to know you better. And as always, this is Akihiko Kai. See you next time.